You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Yay, we're live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 64 of Generation 6. I'm really, really excited about this because some of you have asked me questions. Actually, some of you have even branded them urgent questions about podcasting. So we are going to dedicate today's episode to podcasting 101. So I'm going to be answering some of your urgent questions and I'm going to give you some nuggets. If this is something that you're looking to launch for your business, then let's get into it. Should you do it? Does your business need it? And if you're into it, where do you begin? We're going to be talking about all the things. We're going to be talking about the first things you need to know about podcasting, gear. That's an important question as well. The planning that's involved and all the good. So if you have any questions about podcasts, then now's the time to ask while I am live. So I want to say hi to all of my viewers on Facebook first. Hey, Sheila, Carla, yay, yes. So while you're in here with me, do me a favor, tag all of your friends in the comment section, especially if this is something that they're interested in, or if they're a business owner looking to start their own podcasts. They're going to love the information that I'm about to talk about on this episode. So tag them in the comment section right now, Facebook. Also, share this episode into your training groups, your chat groups, your profile, your pages. If you have those, I'd really, really appreciate it. And of course, send me a like. Now, Instagram, hello, hello to you. We got Don, we got Zara, we got NewskinPH16, we got Essie Gorgeous with us. Hello, hello. Do you have any questions for me about podcasts, Instagram? Now is the time to ask. Now, Someone brought it up. Someone brought it up in my comment section. Yes. Do you see this before I dive into my topic? Do you see me rocking this Kajabi Hero shirt right now? I'm so excited. So, okay, let me tell you about this before I dive into my topic. I recently launched my Story Selling Masterclass course on Kajabi, of course, and they only give this shirt away to those who achieve their revenue milestones. And so last month, I achieved my 1K milestone, my 1K USD milestone, and they give you swag for every milestone. So you got 1K, 10K, 50, 100, 250, 500K, and 1 million. I think I got that right. So today was the day I reached my 10K milestone as well. So I am going to get in touch with Kajabi real soon to basically ask for my next batch of swag. So I like the incentives. I like the freebies. But you know what? I really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of my Story Selling Masterclass students. So I want to dedicate this segment of the episode to them. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for really working so hard while you're in the course. I really have seen a lot of them grow. So, you know, the course has been on beta since last year, late last year. And because I wanted to test if people really wanted the course in the first place. So I've really seen the journey of these strong and hardworking entrepreneurs. And it's just so fulfilling to see how they subject themselves to a lot of discomfort to really succeed. And I think it really is so admirable. So I want to say thank you to all my Story Selling Masterclass students. This is going to be one heck of a year for all of you guys. And I'm just so happy that you chose me to keep you company and hold your hand through this process while you're figuring it out. And yeah, so there you go. That is why I'm rocking this shirt right now. I'm really, really so proud of the course. I'm so proud of the students that are taking it. So proud of the work that went into that whole thing. And so if you're curious about it, I actually have a link up above that you can click or go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com if you want to check that out. Hi, Rosalie. Hi, Lynn. Hello, hello, Eileen. Carla and Blend, thank you so much for tuning in. So let's talk about podcasts. This is such an interesting medium for me. And the idea of giving massive value through audio is so appealing to me because there is no that much effort required versus going on a live broadcast like this, which is, by the way, because I'm an introvert, it's still highly uncomfortable for me. I have to practice. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it. I've gotten to a point where I could just press the live button and go live because I've done it so many times, but there was that learning curve and that amount of time that I needed to really be comfortable enough to really do this consistently. So with podcasting, I don't have to subject myself to such discomfort because nobody can see me. There's minimal effort required because all you need to really do, I'm going to put an asterisk at the end of that phrase. All you need to really do is speak into a microphone and publish. The truth is there's a lot that goes into that, into releasing an episode for a podcast. And I'm going to get into that on this episode as well. But compared to a live broadcast or a blog, for example, or a consistent vlog on YouTube, it really is lower effort, minimal effort required to produce content. And so this really was an intriguing idea for me. Hi, Mervin. When I began my podcast in 2018, I was really, really excited about it. But to tell you honestly, I really dove in being very naive about the whole thing. I thought it was going to be just easy breezy. I just need to create audio files and just upload them all at once. I'm just going to record a bunch of episodes one day and just maybe plug it in, upload it somewhere. I don't know. So I really was just excited about the whole thing. And so I understand how a lot of people nowadays are launching their own podcasts because there is that charm to it where it's so easy to create. First of all, it's low barrier. It takes low to zero investment to start your own podcasts. And it's fairly also easy to maintain, because you don't need to, you know, show up in front of a camera. But then there are also some things that I would like to talk about on this episode that might help you make this a lot more sustainable, because I'm going to teach you this word, pod fade. There is such a thing as pod fade, where a podcast series or a show doesn't get past its second, third, fourth, fifth episode, and they gradually stop releasing new episodes until they fall off the map. That's pod fade. And 75% of podcasts don't get past their seventh episode. Did you know that? So that, it's no surprise, actually. Those numbers aren't surprising to me, because when something is low barrier and fairly easy to maintain, it's going to be harder to weed out people who, number one, didn't start with the right intentions in mind, and number two, people who really didn't think through it properly and didn't do the required preparation to create or launch a podcast. And so I'm going to be answering some of the questions that you guys sent to me over the past week, because I did post a picture of my very simple podcast setup on Instagram this week. And there were some questions that came in around the topic. And so one of them is, how do you know you're ready? How do you know you're ready for a podcast? Or how do you know your business needs it? Or if it's even necessary? So to me, now that I know what I know about podcasting, having done this for 19, 20, like 3 years, first, I think this is absolutely the most important part, is you have to have a niche topic that you can talk about at length and in depth. And being laser focused about my topics actually helped me become a lot more organized and less random about my topics. I had that phase in the beginning where I was trying to figure it out. Am I going to do storytelling? Am I going to do girl talk? Am I going to do like women in business or just online business in general? Like, of course, there was like this phase of me just experimenting on certain topics because I really wasn't thinking through it properly. And so if you really want to be organized about this and you want to simplify your planning process in the future, having a niched topic would absolutely help. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't expand into other categories or other genres or other topics in the future, but definitely having a niche topic or a laser focused topic in the beginning is going to help simplify this whole process for you. So the requirement that I have for a topic is you have to be passionate about it and you have to be able to talk about it in depth and at length. Meaning you have to know a fair amount of things about said topic so that you can really talk about it with substance. Second thing that I would say it would be helpful if you want to launch a podcast or something that you that's an indicator for you being ready for a podcast is if you already have an audience or a clientele that you'd like to nurture. This isn't a requirement. I wouldn't say that it is a requirement, but it would definitely help you scale the podcast. So a lot of people start their podcast with the assumption that they might get traction right away or get monetized right away. Monetization and traction, being famous through a podcast, is definitely possible, but it'll be a lot harder if you're starting it without an audience or an engaged audience. So I started my podcast already having that audience. So I really think that was a great contributor to why it blew up. Not blew up, relatively blew up, I would say, in my space, why it did so well. So I think that if you are going to start a podcast and you want it to be a valuable podcast, you want to make sure that you're talking about topics that your clientele or your audience likes. And part of this is, you know, asking them for input, really going out there and asking your audience yourself, like, guys, I'm planning on launching a podcast. What are the things that you'd like to hear from me or like to learn about? That way, you, number one, you kind of know what kind of audience you have out there, what type of people are listening. So you will have a little bit of an indication of what your niche is, if this is still undecided for you. Number two, you're really going to, this way, know what they want to hear from you. So let the audience tell you in that sense. Okay, third thing, how do you know that you're ready for a podcast? You have to have an idea more or less of what your format is going to be or what you want it to be. So are you going to do interviews? Are you going to do solo shows mostly? Are you going to do stories? Are you going to do news? What is the format? What is the plan? What is your overall vision for this show? So more or less, you have to have that as an idea. So when I was concocting the format for my podcast, I was really, really highly inspired by like NPR. There is this show that I like following. It's Radio Lab. And the episode that really made a big impact on me was their episode on limits. I really recommend that you listen to that, Radio Lab, their episode on limits. So I listened to that episode and I was like, yeah, that's really cool. It was really cool how they did that episode. There are a lot of stories about the limits of the human body, the limits of the human mind. And it was just so, so deep. They interviewed some people and there were segments where it was almost mystical. That is the best description that I have for that episode. Now, I knew I was inspired by that episode, but I figured, you know what? I'm kind of an amateur. I'm just beginning. So I don't know if I have the caliber to produce an episode like that. And so I decided my format is going to be a little bit interviews and facts, like storytelling in a way. So it, you know, when you listen to my formats, it's mostly me. There have been a few episodes where I interview, but I decided very early on that it was going to be mostly a solo show with, you know, sprinkles of little stories. And so I would say that if you have roughly have an idea of what that show format is going to be for you, then I would say go for it. Try that out, and launch your podcast. Now, the next question that I get, by the way, I want to say hi to my viewers before I move on. Hey, Shell, Chris, Shyla, blessed morning to you too. Oh, thank you. Thank you for tagging your friends in the comments. Let's bump up this viewer count, you guys. Floribeth, thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, so I also want to say hi to Instagram. So the next question that I got asked this week was, what are the things that I need to know. I'm really hesitating. Don't know what I really should be aware of. So number one, you have to do it for the right reasons. Like I said, there are a lot of people that do podcasts because they want to make money through it. They want to get famous. They want to get discovered. They want to hit traction right away. And that's just not going to happen right away, just so you know. So there is still power to like an all-in experience that video has that audio doesn't have. Although it is blowing up now with the launching of Clubhouse, and like I think Facebook is also going to adopt that feature. And so you have to do it for the right reasons, meaning you have to come from a standpoint of, I have something to talk about, I'm really passionate about it, and I want people to, you know, be aware of this topic too. And I want to educate, I want to engage, I just want to be out there and make a difference. I think if you come from the standpoint of bringing value, then you're always going to win, because this is going to take patience, you guys. So do it for the right reasons. It has to be to nurture an audience, to educate them, and to give value. Value first. Value should always come first. Second thing that I think you need to know before launching a podcast is the workload, right? The workload is tedious, but once you figure it out, it is worth it. And the learning curve is fairly short. Like I said, launching a podcast is easy. You have to find a microphone and a platform, record and upload. Mostly, you know, if you want to oversimplify the process, I guess you could say that that's the process. So the learning curve is fairly short, you know. The editing might be the most tedious part of it. You can delegate that to someone else if it's not your strength. So like I said, it is tedious. You don't have to do it by yourself or all yourself. If you don't want to, if you are in the position to hire people to edit for you, to upload for you, to organize your episodes for you, then absolutely you can do that. But for the most part, it's been just me, and didn't really hire a podcast manager until this year. So just so you know, I've run my podcast since 2018, and until this year, I've never had someone else do it for me. I mean, the editing and the uploading part. And so, yeah, it's absolutely doable if you want to do it by yourself. So the third thing that I would say that you need to know before you launch a podcast is you need time and space and patience to let it grow organically. So with that, I think you can make the process fun. Absolutely. So number one, you have to make sure that you decide on a sustainable format to make it fun for yourself. I mean, if you want to do interviews for your podcast, trying to look for a guest every week will be daunting for you. It's a lot of work. So I would say maybe do once a week, or schedule wise, you can do a seasonal show or releasing a new episode once every 2 weeks, so that it's just more sustainable. I wouldn't bite off more than I can chew, especially if you're just starting out. You absolutely don't have to force yourself to release an episode once a week if that doesn't seem sustainable. So those are the things that I would just think about before I launch my podcast, if you were looking to launch your own. Now, where to begin? Now that you know all of that, you're aware of what the things are that you should be you should consider before launching a podcast. You've ticked all the boxes. You're ready to go. You have an audience. You have a clientele. You have a topic that you're really passionate about. So where do you begin? So first, plan your genre and your format. So your genres are like, there's a wide array. So you could do news, history, storytelling, politics, like journaling. I take the educational route by teaching you guys on my podcast episodes. You could do commentaries. There's a lot of things that you can do. So choose a genre and then choose a format. So the format would really be like, how would you deliver your content, right? Would it be a solo show? Would it be mostly interviews, featured people? Would it be just like a gab fest of a group of people plus you? Those are always fun. I like those types of formats as well. And so I would choose the one that's most sustainable for you, that's easiest for you, and most fun to do. Second is, I would map out your schedule and how often you'll be releasing an episode. So I choose a once a week release on my episodes. And if you want to get caught up on my episodes, go to search Generation 6 on your platform of choice. So I am on everywhere. I am on Spotify, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Google Podcasts, I'm on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere you are consuming your podcasts, I'm pretty sure I'm there. And in a little bit, I'm going to talk about the platform that I choose so that the distribution is much easier as well. So search for Generation 6. That's the title of my podcast. And yeah, get caught up. It's awesome. So map out your schedule and the frequency at which you'll be releasing your episodes. Next, consider your gear, right? In the beginning, you don't really need to invest in high quality gear. So I'm going to talk about like the microphone that I'm using right now. I have the Elgato Wave 3. This is a gift. This was fairly recent. And the reason why we chose this is because I don't need that pop filter. I think it already kind of has that built in, and there are a lot of features to it as well. It has its own software where you can clip the audio and make sure that your volume is equalized all throughout the episode as well. And so I just like that. I also have another mic in here in front of me, and it's the Blue microphones that I'm really a fan of. And I've used this for years before I switched to the Elgato Wave 3 this year or last. Oops. Okay. I've been using this. It's really, really, you can see the difference. And mainly the reason why I chose the Elgato Wave, or, like my fiance chose this. We both chose, and he surprised me with it. Is because it just aesthetically, it works for me better. This is like really, really big, and it just is, I think, a little overpowering, but super reliable, good quality audio. And it's fairly sturdy. It also comes with a boom arm if you want it like hanging like that. If that looks cool to you, you can detach it from its base. So you really can't go wrong with either of these brands, either Blue or Elgato. You can buy them on Amazon. Check them out. I believe Blue right now, depends on what the model is, around $100. And the Elgato is just a little bit expensive, more expensive than that, like $130, I believe, or $140, if I'm not mistaken. So not too far away with the price ranges. So that's the gear. Aside from that, really, there isn't much that you need to buy, you know, if you want that boom arm, if you want additional pop filters, or if you want to do noise reduction tech on your rooms, then that's additional gear. I've never had the need to really do that. I think that's like an unnecessary expense for the kind of podcast that I'm creating. But you do you, right? At the very least, go check out some microphones out there. So editing, what is my editing platform? So because I have a video editor that also edits audio very powerfully, and it's Wondershare Filmora, that's what I use. I've just been using that. But you can also use a software called Audacity, which is very reliable for audio edits. And it's really, that's the superpower of Audacity. It is made to edit audio. And there are a lot of bells and whistles on Audacity that you can't find on Wondershare Filmora. You can have your audio editor of choice, but those are my two go-tos. So what do you need to edit? So I would say you're going to need an intro and an outro. You know, when you listen to my episodes, there's like, you're listening to Generation 6. I actually hired someone to do that on Fiverr. So you want to go on Fiverr, Fiverr.com. If you want to get an intro and outro, get someone to do that for you so that it sounds professional. I didn't do that myself, just so you know. Also, some of the edits, to make it sound smoother, you might want to get rid of the ums and ahs that I'm currently doing on the live broadcast right now. You want to put music if needed, if that's part of your format. And I think one of the main things is creating show notes and timestamps, just because you want to make it easier for your listener as well to navigate through your episode, fast forward and jump to the areas where they need to listen to, or to the parts that they need to listen to. And so I used to do all of this myself. Now I've delegated that to someone else, the show notes and the timestamps. And just so if you want to break up your episode into different segments, you just want to put timestamps so that your listener can jump to them. And then the show notes, kind of like a transcription of what you talked about on the audio. I think those really are the tedious parts of producing a podcast episode. So just so you know, those are the types of edits that will need to happen. Next, platform. Yes, this is another important question. So I used to be on Anchor. So there are two platforms that I'm going to talk about when it comes to producing and uploading and distributing your episodes. So that will be Anchor and Buzzsprout. Currently, I'm on Buzzsprout. And there are several reasons why I transferred. So I used to be on Anchor. It was a simple, free way to just distribute my podcast. So just so you know, the power of these two platforms are you upload it once. Oops. Okay, so you upload it once on either Anchor and Buzzsprout, and these platforms will take care of distributing your episodes for you. So you upload it once, and it'll be on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Wirecast, or whatever, wherever. Like, there are about, I would say, like 8 to 10 different channels podcasting platforms that it will be distributed to. So I think that simplifies the whole process for me. Now, the reason why I switched from Anchor to Buzzsprout is the marketing features of Buzzsprout and the powerful insights. So I really want to make sure that I know everything that I can about my listeners. So the demographics, where they're listening in from, how they listen. And there are also these marketing stats and graphs that really provide powerful social proof around my podcast. And Anchor didn't have that. You know, every week I get an email from Buzzsprout saying, oh, your podcast had 1,000 downloads this week. So you want to post these graphics and these are the stats this week. And they also do a year in recap. And I think all of that is super duper powerful in marketing your podcast. And so if you really want to get traction, I would recommend Buzzsprout over Anchor. So I want to say hi to all of my viewers here. Hey, Jane. Hi, Mama. We'll listen to the whole thing. Yay. I'm glad. Okay. Judy is here with us as well. Trisha, really planning to buy my own microphone as well. Well, Trisha, you really can't go wrong with a blue microphone if you want to begin with that, or an Elgato Wave. Or, you know, like, test some microphones if you're at the mall, and listen to the audio. Or actually, and. So you might actually also need to buy a set of headphones. I just have the regular Beats headphones, because a lot of these mics will allow you, or will have that port for the microphone. And it's just a really good thing to have so that you can listen to yourself, so that you can listen to how you sound like through the microphone. So yeah, Trisha, let me know what gear you ended up buying. Hey, Natasha, good morning from Perth, she says. How is Perth? Glad to see you on here. Arlen is watching from the Philippines. Hello, hello. Bella Lisa, blessed day. Hello to you too. Christe, hi, hi, you guys. So I think that's all the questions. Hey, Philip. Hey, Monty, awesome broadcast. Thank you. Thank you. So that's it, you guys. Those are my questions. At least the questions that you asked me this week. Do you have any other questions about podcasting that you might want me to cover on the next episode? So I'm thinking, because there are some people I see now in the comments that are really, really considering launching their own podcast, this might be one of several episodes that I'm going to be doing in the future about podcasts as well. So thank you so much for tuning in with me. Instagram, Facebook, the podcast, the YouTube channel. Thank you so much. I will see you again soon. If you have anything that you want to share about podcasts, then feel free to reach me on my socials. I'm at 16 Ramos everywhere, on Facebook, on the Insta, and on Twitter as well. And if you want to up-level your content marketing this year, because podcasts are, you know, they're one way to really serve value on social media. There are a lot more that you can do aside from podcast. So if you really want to up level your marketing this year and really get in front of your ideal clients and customers, then check out the link that I have up above or go to thestorysellingmasterclass.com, apply, click on the button, and we'll get on a Zoom call together so that we can plan your content marketing blueprint for your business. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.